At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Welcome along to Breakfast Rolled. It's Cooper and Una over there.
How you getting on?
Yeah, good. We had lots of fun today, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, I'm still waiting for that tenor.
It's not going to happen.
Oh my God, he's the tightest man in Ireland. Do you have Cavan roots? Sorry, Cavan. I really love you.
Una went to town in Cavan.
I didn't go to town in Cavan. I love Cavan.
Again today.
Listen, take me to Cavan. Someone take me to Cavan and show me the sights. I would love to go. Anyway, give me the tenor for the raffle for my children's football club.
No.
Oh my God. You're a miserable man.
You shoehorned that into the show earlier on. You'll probably hear about it later on. And I wanted to talk to you about pet lag.
Oh, pet lag. Boring. But go on. What's the story with pet lag?
Pets, because of the when the clocks went back and we got an hour's extra sleep. Our pets don't know what time it is, and the time that they would get their like lunch and dinner, they're an hour behind. So they're like they're hungry an hour before they're due to get their dinner, so they're going absolutely bananas. So you need to wean them into it.
Right. Okay. You're
talking about pet lag.
Yeah. What about twin lag? When it was...
Is that happening?
When it was 7 o'clock, but it was really 6 o'clock, or 6 o'clock and it was 7 o'clock, and they come pounding into you.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not get any extra hour in bed. So whatever about your pet lag, talk to me about twin lag.
All right. Sorry, yeah. I brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started off the show with you going to town on how I look.
What?
Yeah.
You're lovely.
You're lovely and balding.
No, I didn't. So I saw something online last night when I was scrolling, and I thought to myself, wow, I need to bring this information to Cooper. I need to share it with you, my friend.
Okay, all right.
So I've got some good news for you.
Brilliant. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scientists have developed a new hair serum.
Oh, yeah.
That actually... cures baldness, right?
Why are you telling me this?
Because you won't have to be Captain Reflecto anymore.
Captain Reflecto?
Because the, you know, the sun and the bald. Yeah. What?
What? We'll keep it in. Here we go.
Okay, so just listen to the science behind it, right?
Okay.
This new serum uses fatty acids to restore hair follicles, even the dormant ones. Do you know the real lazy ones? The ones who've been sleeping and chilling like villains and don't want to wake up?
The sleepy bad boys.
Yeah, the sleepy bad boys. Those sleepy bad boys now are going to get a shock.
Bunch of lazy follicles. Bzz,
yeah, and they're going to be like, what the hell? They're going to wake up.
So this serum is going to wake them up?
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I don't know when it's going to be...
It doesn't sound very convincing.
No, it is definitely, but it's over... Like, it's just... It's in Taiwan at the moment.
All right.
So I don't know...
I have a passport.
Yeah, you can go and get
it. Or I have an air code. They can post it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Why me?
I'm just bringing this information to you because I know that you've been planning a trip to Turkey.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yes, no.
No, because I've seen the Turkey flights, and I'm just like, don't be part of that.
What's wrong with the Turkey flights?
You're bandaged, you're glowing it from your face, you're not sitting right because your ass has been pumped and you've got...
You're not going to get anything done to your bum.
Oh, if I'm going over there, I'm not just getting one thing done, I'm getting it all done.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You're going to have the turkey teeth.
Pecs.
Can you get pecs?
You can get all of everything that you want to.
You just need to have the dollar to pay for it.
Absolutely. So this is a serum. So it's just like a goopy liquid that you rub into your slappy bits.
Yeah, yeah.
And
slappy bits to wake them up. Say, here, get up.
And they're like, they grow.
Boom.
How much is it? Where can I get it?
I don't have that information. It's in Taiwan. So just watch this space is all I'm saying. You know, watch this space.
Why did that pop up in your news feed is what I'm interested in. Are you just like looking for ways? Are you just not...
Maybe I Google bald men. How do you know?
You definitely don't Google ball man unless you've been hiding your fetish because you like him hairy.
I like him hairy.
You do like him hairy. The hairier the better.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the info and for pointing out my flaws this morning.
It's not a flaw. It's beautiful. It's the way God made you.
You said it blinded you when the sun shone on it.
Captain Reflecto.
Let me lift you high mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
The abuse I have to put up on a daily basis, but sure, look it. It's all a bit of fun. We're having fun, aren't we?
I got you, man. I got you. Look at this. I'm making a heart shape. I got you.
It's the weirdest heart shape. It looks like a square.
It's not a square. That's a heart shape.
Weird looking hand on you.
Shut up, shovel hands. Sausage fingers.
Wow. Here's our survey says. Oh my God. When are you leaving?
Donal, what is happening on our survey this morning?
Today, we're asking 69% of Irish people admit they enjoy this. What is this?
Begrudgery.
They enjoy begrudgery.
It's not
begrudgery. Oh, you're one, yeah.
You're in a boy band, are you? Oh, there's Noel for you. Look at you. Well, you're going to get your hair done now.
Yeah.
Wear nice clothes. Oh yeah, I'm touring around the world, are you? Well, that's you look at that now. Tonight you do it.
That's a great answer.
It is a very good answer. It's not that, no.
Oh, okay. 69.
Okay,
enjoy doing this. Yeah. You've had your guess already. You
know? Nope, it's not that good. That's higher. Must be higher.
Is it, I guess, getting takeout on a Friday?
I'd say that's... I don't know if that's lower or higher. It's not the answer, though. Yeah.
Oh.
But is it not something, if they admit to enjoying this, does that not mean that it's kind of something a little
bit... Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, get your more educated guesses in at 087-110-2107. What is it?
69% of Irish people admit they enjoy this. What is
it? Slagging other counties off.
Oh.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Una. It's on your LinkedIn profile. Says
skills.
Yeah.
iRadio presenter with your man Cooper. You know him as Slappy.
No, Captain Reflecto.
I do the news now and then, a little bit of weather, a little bit of traffic, a little bit of, you know. But well, I also like slagging other counties. Like, for example, I hate Cavan.
I don't hate Cavan. I
an
love.
Awful hard time.
I don't.
All right. 087-110-2107. The question we ask is
69% of Irish people admit they enjoyed this. What is this?
All right, send your voice notes. 087-110-2107. Okay, let's give everybody another chance to have a listen to this on 087-110-2107. Our survey says question
69% of Irish people admit they enjoy this. What is this?
Okay, Robbie.
Here's the answer.
Come on, Robbie.
Finding a little gap.
What?
But Robbie, finding a little gap, and he puts the biggest gaps in between his words. Come on.
In between the lines.
Oh, this is a you, isn't it?
Getting out of your car and not even having to look back, knowing full well you've just reversed into a car parking spot and you're bang in the centre.
Wow.
That is a wonderful feeling.
You've never reversed. Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling when you're in the car with me, and I do it. You're just like, oh. Reverse park again, Cooper.
No, you can't reverse park. You couldn't the other day.
Excuse me, I'm going to reverse park back into your driveway, take your chest of drawers out of there and dump them on the side of the road.
Thanks for doing that.
So what have you got to say?
Sorry, apologise.
And when you say I can't reverse park, I reverse parked into a spot and you're like, I don't have enough room to get out. It's because the person beside me was parked over the line. Anyway.
It's not reverse parking, but that is a great feeling.
Tetchy.
How dare you.
Can we get the question again, please, yeah. Total?
69% of Irish people admit they enjoy this.
Is it slag at each other?
You'd be good at that.
It's higher. It's got to be higher.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay. 087-110-2107. 69% of Irish people admit to enjoying this. What is it?
69% of Irish people admit to enjoying doing this. What is it?
All right.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Ricky!
Would the answer to Scally's Alley be eavesdropping to other people's conversations in public?
Eavesdropping, yeah. Una, do you like a good eavesdrop?
I do.
It's the stage up from people watching.
Oh. It is. It is.
Let's go a bit further. We'll listen as well. Yeah.
Do you ever try and listen if you stay in a hotel? They got paper walls, and you can hear the conversations. A tip: if you a glass up against the wall.
Oh, you pervert! Seriously.
Joking.
Oh my god.
No, it's not. It's not
eavesdropping. Oh god, you creep.
It was a professional eavesdropper.
Pervert.
Yeah, I did.
Listening to conversations.
I know what you'd be listening to now.
Oh, you know what I'd be listening to. They were your friends.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
All night long.
Oh, stop it.
Okay, great.
Morning Night Radio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
I'm Tommy.
Haven't a clue what the answer is today, but I'm going to guess, is it walking around on a carpet with no shoes or socks on?
That is so nice.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show. It's not the answer, though. It's a very good show.
Grind those toes. I gotta do it.
Wiggle.
Barefoot on a shag pile. come on, use a messing.
Is today's Scally's Alley wakes or funerals? My grandfather always said, a good wake is better than any wedding.
There you go, what a great guess. It has to be that, is it?
It's not that, no, but some of the best parties I've been to are the days celebrating the funeral.
Oh, they're dead. Oh, don't
know. No, not that way. Celebrating a life.
Funeral sandwiches are good.
Sweet, and soup. Soup and sandwich at a funeral.
I haven't come across soup. Just the sandwiches.
You're missing out.
How are you not seeing this? It's always soup. Right, come on, we're over time.
Okay.
The answer is 69% of Irish people admit they enjoy being scared. They love watching horror films and being frightened and doing things like that.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it, yeah.
Okay, all right.
There you go. That is not included, Una.
No. We would like to invite you to play Rhyme It. We got the contents of Una's drawers in there. There are spare screws from the flat that was kind of half filled yesterday.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We're flat out to the max with Rhyme It this week. We had a score of 4 yesterday. And then today, Lynn came on and she threw down the gauntlet.
Yeah, knocked it out of the ballpark.
Absolutely amazing. So if you want to play Rhyme It and try and get the contents of your drawers, do we know what's in there this week?
Oh, there's always goodies in my drawers. I'm low on purple snacks, though.
Because you eat them all the time.
I do, yeah.
Like, you're not even in here sucking on one right now.
No, I've saved it for later. I've already sucked on one, I have another one for later.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Hope nobody came in halfway during that conversation. Here's Rhyme It from this morning.
Rhyme It, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Sure, it's Rhyme It this morning. This is where you could win the entire contents of Una's drawers. Playing this morning, let's go live on the radio to Lynn. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really good. Happy All Hallows Eve.
Oh, no. I'm really not keen on Halloween.
Why not keen on Halloween? It's amazing. It's
I hear you, Lynn. What? I'm the same.
I was listening to you the other day. I don't know. It's weird. I never liked Santa Claus. He always scared me. And all these ideas of weird dressed up things, it just creeps me out. Any dystopian film, anything like that, just gets me. And I know it's just for kids, so I don't really understand it.
Yeah, you're not a fan. Yeah, no. And the fact that people look like a call and expect you to give them treats and you have to get up off the couch several times.
Una's bought special runners for tomorrow night, so she has.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Dublin. I'm just coming home tomorrow evening, so I have nothing in. So I'm going to be turning off the lights and sitting behind the cupboard in the kitchen.
Boo!
Yeah, you're right too. Nice.
Yeah.
Lynn, you know how to play Rhyme It. We're going to give you a word. You're going to get 30 seconds to rhyme every answer with that word. Your word this morning is?
Debt. D-E-B-T. Debt.
Okay,
your 30 seconds start now.
Yeah.
This comes, makes us wet when we exercise.
Sweat.
When you put money on a gamble, you make a what?
Bet.
The basketball must land in the what to score. Net. A period in which a room or property is rented.
Less.
If you can see someone is anxious, you might tell them not to what?
Stress.
If your pet is unwell, you take it to see. A rapid stream of liquid or gas forced out of a small opening is. If I want to buy a bunny, I'd go to the what shop.
Pet.
A guitar has many of.
Time is up. Oh my God.
Wow.
Eight, Lynn.
Wow, I got two the last time, so that's redeeming myself.
Redemption!
Oh, my
you
God.
You were on fire, Lynn.
You were.
Boom, boom.
It was like as if you knew the questions before they were asked. You were answering them halfway through it. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You nailed it, Lynn. Congratulations. Okay. Listen, come here. If your score is not bet, which also rhymes with debt, by Friday, you could win the contents of Una's drawers.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure it's her drawers in her bedroom, not her drawers.
No, the work drawers.
The work drawers, sorry.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Not getting me socks, Lynn.
No, that's fine.
Don't worry, there's nothing in her drawers that we put in, together for yesterday. Have you put anything in them yet?
No, not yet.
There you go. So, okay.
Because I'm a busy mum of twins.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
all right.
Or a nappy.
Thanks, Lynn. Look after yourself.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye, Lynn.
Bye-bye. If you reckon you can beat Lynn's score of 8 this week, 087-1102-107, and you could play Rhyme It tomorrow.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I got called out this morning because I did something, and that was I got the time wrong. It's because the clock in the studio's wrong, so what am I going to do? It's not my fault. I'm just reading it as it comes.
Exactly. You got the Ron Burgundy
ailment. What was that noise? Did you hear that?
Is that a ghost?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyway, this is when I got called out by everyone this morning. It's 9:40. No, damn it. It's 8:43. I nearly did it again.
You did do it again. What a looter.
Can somebody please change the clock in the studio?
You're scaring people.
I know. We're getting lots of messages and voice notes on 087-1102-107 because I'm reading the time that is in front of me and not the actual time that's on my watch.
My God, Cooper, you absolutely frightened the life of me when you said 9:33.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. People driving to work going, what? Oh God.
Oh my God, Cooper.
Yes.
You scared the living lights out of me there now. It's only 8:30. It's not 9:30. Didn't do that to me. Have a great morning, guys.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I love your accent.
Pardon?
I'm talking to the lady.
Oh, sorry.
Who said happy that you scared her.
Yeah, I am so sorry that I got the time wrong. I've probably been doing it all morning because I just need to not look at that clock up there.
Ron Burgundy.
Here, Donald, will you stand in front of that clock?
Yeah, just to cover it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could just get some tape or something.
It's not as amusing.
How about you just look at your watch? Just look at your watch.
Okay, I will look at my watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it says stand up.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack neatly packed and ready to go.
There's one thing I absolutely love, and it is Thursdays when we play Read My Lips, and this morning's was just as good as it always gets. We did video, so that video should be up as well on our socials soon enough. It's hilarious. You're mad as a bag of cats.
Well, if you'd enunciate and open your mouth, are you tongue-tied? Is that your problem?
No.
You see, you could be, you probably are tongue-tied. You see, as a baby, you were probably tongue-tied.
I wasn't.
And your mother should have brought you in to get like a little snip underneath the tongue, right? But she didn't.
So that's what
the problem is now. You don't open your mouth. It's very difficult to understand you.
Today has been brought to you by being tongue-tied, getting the snip, sausage fingers and being bald.
Yeah, but I'm your friend, man, so I can say these things. Listen, Luke, heart, love you.
Here, read my lips. Read my lips.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've no idea what I said to you.
I know.
Right, now, Una, you have your normal regular headphones on.
I do.
We're going to play a game of Read My Lips where you need to look at my mouth. All right. How are you doing? You need to look at my mouth and read what I'm saying to you. I have a piece of paper here with sentences that I don't know what's on.
Right.
Those, and you've got to try and figure out what I'm saying. So this is a little bit of fun. If you've never heard Read My Lips, it's always usually Una going, what? Am I wrong?
What? Am I putting on the headphones?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much. Okay. Thumbs up, good to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the first sentence. Here we go.
The
coffee
toffee
machine
milkshake
at
S
work
worms
blows
blows
my
My?
Mind.
What?
Mind.
Bite?
Mind.
Bat.
Mind.
Bally. Honest.
Take off your headphones. The coffee machine at work blows my mind.
All right.
All right, let's get another one done. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Okay. Good to get out.
Yeah.
Flat.
Flat.
Packs.
Bottom girls. What?
Didn't say anything there.
Flat.
Packs.
Flat.
Pack.
Pass.
Are.
Are.
The.
The.
Devil.
Seville.
I. Will.
Will.
Not.
Die.
Be
me.
Oh, this word. Come on.
Yeah. What?
Constructing.
Shut up.
Oh my God. I can't breathe. Take off those headphones. Flat packs are the devil. I will not be constructing more.
Constructing. That kind of sounded like a shut up.
Yeah. Someday soon, we will actually get you to read my lips properly, okay?
Okay, is that it then?
I think so. We can do one more, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm...
Hop.
Taking...
Scotch.
It.
Lick.
Easy.
Isn't.
Due.
Say again.
Do you do
shoo
to
shoo
my
low
iron
what
levels
lively
brilliant. You did it. You gotta. I'm taking it easy due to my low iron levels.
You shouldn't mock that me and my low iron levels.
I didn't write these.
Jonal, my ferritin levels are at 16 and that's very low storage.
You got a 10 second head start. Run, come. We just played Read My Lips, where Una wears noise cancelling headphones and has to look at my face and figure out what I'm saying. I'm handed a list of sentences, and one in particular was, flat packs are the devil. I will not be constructing... What was it? What
more.
Was more. And this is what you thought I was saying.
Flat bottom girls. What? Pass are the Seville. Will die me. Shut up.
We'll do it again next Thursday.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
After nine every morning, we play a game of truth or trash. Actually, here's the truth or trash. Yesterday, when we were building a chest of drawers for Una because she was too lazy to do it herself.
Not too lazy, too incompetent.
And there was lots of people running around with cameras filming the whole thing. Lots of fun. Truth or trash, did Una film me from behind and said, well, there's a view, lads. You zoomed in on my arse, Una.
I did.
Could you imagine if I did that to you?
That was so funny.
I'd be like sitting in HR office. Did you film?
I did. I thought it would be nice that as to have like the holding picture on the video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it'd be nice for your own private collection.
No, God, no.
Yeah,
it was
right.
A builder's bum. That's what it was.
There wasn't.
There was. Did you see the video?
Yeah. You sent it to me with a crying laughing emoji.
Yeah.
Nan. All right. Here's truth or trash.
Truth or trash.
Okay, here we go. Donald, you are up first. Give us a fact, please, baby, about animals.
Mate, no, I had an animal one yesterday. This one's not an animal one now. The average nose makes a litre of snot every day.
A litre?
Snotty. A litre. Think of like your, what are you, 2 litres bottle of sparkling water there?
Yeah, you wouldn't get a litre. Like, where'd it go? That's a lot.
Pick it. You pick it. Flick it.
Oh, no. No.
I'm saying
trash.
Yeah, trash with that one. Lock
both saying trash.
Way too much liquid in the old nose.
Well, it's true.
No!
Yeah, the average nose produces 1 litre, roughly 4 cups of mucus, but most of it swallowed without us noticing. So there you go.
That's lovely.
Just swallow it down. Yeah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween, everyone. There you go.
That's a disgusting fact for you.
I still need proof, so please collect your...
Oh, I'll collect it. Oh, yeah, I'll swallow it. Okay, yeah. Give me that bottle when you're done with it.
That's disgusting. Yeah. Right, enough. There's people eating the breakfast. You're late. Okay, here we go. You ready for mine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's an annual pumpkin boat race in the United States, and they literally hollow out a pumpkin and they race, and they get it all dressed up and everything like that. So they're racing in the pumpkins that they grow. They get into them.
Oh, that's cool.
Say that again.
That's a quirky little
thing. There's an annual pumpkin boat race. It's literally a pumpkin gala, regatta even. And they grow the pumpkins, carve out the pumpkins, hop into the pumpkins, and literally roll them across the lake.
What kind? Are these like pumpkins on steroids or something? I mean, how are they going to be that big?
They'll be big gourds. Yeah.
I mean, pumpkins don't grow that big.
Oh, some of them do. Big enough for you to sit in. Some big ones. I'm going to say, because I like the sound of it, and Americans do very odd things. That sounds fun. I'm going to say true.
Okay.
I am going to say that is trash.
Well, look at the picture that I have here of a man in his pumpkin rowing it across. Yeah, in Oregon. They do it every year.
That could fit 2 men in it.
Pumpkin regatta. Yeah. I know. And that's what everybody says about Jack being able to fit on the door in Titanic. He could have fit in it.
He could have fit in the Titanic. Yeah.
I don't know if you get 2 people in that pumpkin, though.
There we go. That is a good fact.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Mine is a Halloween fact as well.
Wow.
There is a Halloween tradition that was started in 2014 in a community in County Sligo. Not going to say where. It takes place in a tent on the foot of Belbulben. Everyone brings broomsticks and they put their broomsticks in a pile on the ground.
Genuinely sounds like you're making this up as you're going along.
People come and take one of the broomsticks, and whoever broomstick you got, you go to them, and then you get to jump on the bed together with them, and the best, it's called Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Wow.
What's it called?
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. At the foot of Belbulben, they come together to pick out the broomsticks, swap broomsticks, and jump on the bed. It's real fun.
I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I hear they're mad for jumping on beds in Sligo.
Yeah,
Lock that in.
I'm going to say that's trash.
Why?
Really?
Yeah, what do you mean why? That's the game. I just don't believe it.
You happens. Don't believe it?
No.
That sounds 100% true.
Oh yeah, why would it not be? Yeah. No, you're right. I'm going to change my answer to be true.
Lock it in, Dom.
Lock dead it in. Right.
I might change mine to false. What is doing it?
Especially popular in Tumber Curry. No, it's trash. That would be trash.
Surprise. Oh, no.
Well, do you know what should happen? A Bed Knobs and Broomsticks Halloween Festival at the foot of Belbulben.
Best in line, Una, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And it is hand sanitizing her hands.
Yeah, I do.
We don't know why. She just does it all the time.
I do it all the time.
Your skin must be in awful condition, is it?
Yeah, it is actually.
There you go.
I do. Yeah, but I practice very safe hand hygiene because I don't want to get sick.
You're always sick.
No, I'm not. But when I do get sick, it lasts for ages.
It's because your immune system's not there for you. You got to build up an immune system. So go out and play in some dirt.
I take vitamins every single day. And I live with twins. So my immune system is high.
Are you saying twins bring
germs and dirt? Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. 100%.
So, like, be them adults or children, just like twins in general. Are you generalizing twins?
No, the twin. No. Younger twins. 4-year-old twins in particular.
The ones that go into creches and soft play areas.
Yes, oh, soft play. Oh my God, soft play.
Soft play.
I sanitize like a lunatic in a soft play area because every single time they go to one of those places, they get some kind of lurgy.
Yeah.
Or the gawks.
The gawks?
Yeah.
What's a gawk?
The vomiting bug.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the smell of it.
Oh, you'd have a fear of it now, wouldn't you?
You would, like.
Funnily enough, you say that because we were talking about Ireland's top fears.
Mm.
So this is rather interesting. You know, I love a good bit of research. And the Broadcast Institute, Ireland's leading media training and communication specialists, have found that Irish people fear something more than anything, all right? And that is, okay, so the biggest fear in there that they found is heights, which I'm on with that, as we found out last year when you dragged me to Liverpool. You put me up a
big tower.
Big tower. You all right? Is your eye gone?
My eye's sore, yeah.
Oh.
And I forgot my drops.
Can we get some drops for Una, please?
I can hear you. I just have to have my eyes closed because they're sore, they're weeping.
You genuinely look like you're not listening to me.
I am listening to you. Go on.
Okay, you'll be all right. But they found that there is a new fear that Irish people have, and this is unbelievable. And that is the fear of public speaking.
How is that unbelievable? It's the scariest thing in the entire world to do that.
You do this for a living, Una.
That's different. It's completely different. I can't see anyone. I can only see you. When you're standing in a room of people and there's 100 eyes looking at you. Oh, no. Do you remember what I had to do? Remember when I lied and told people I had an EpiPen so I could leave when I was giving a speech to people in Kerry?
In Limerick, no? Was it in Kerry?
Was it in Limerick or Kerry? I don't know. But at a college there.
Yeah.
And I was asked to go in and give a talk about radio and media, you know?
Yeah.
And
no better person to do it.
And I just saw them all looking at me, and my knees started to buckle, and I could just feel, I was like, I can't think of one word to say now, and you're all judging me and looking at me. So I said, I have to go now because I have an EpiPen. Goodbye. And I left, and I walked away. And the lecturer came out and was like, are you okay? And I was like, well, I do actually have an EpiPen because I get these allergic reactions.
But nothing to do with public speaking.
No. So I just went in and I was like, listen, lads, can I just play my prank calls for you? Is that okay? Yeah, 100%. So I can completely understand the public speaking.
The thing is, I've been in situations with you where we've been presenting things. Like, do you remember we turned on Christmas lights before? And you did Frostful last year. And
that was fantastic.
I've seen you do it. You stand up there and you always say, oh, I don't want to do this. And then you just like hog the microphone. You can't shut you up.
That happens now and again, but most of the time.
But even when we had our TY Media Week, which they were absolutely fantastic.
They were fantastic.
And we went down to have a chat to them. I started saying, hey, how's it going? I'm Cooper. This is Una. Then boom. It was like as if you put your hand over my mouth and then you couldn't shut you up. You just kept going.
That's just because I wanted to tell them about your toilet break every day at 10 past 10 when you disappear for an hour.
You literally told them.
Yeah.
These are transition year students. This is, I don't know. Do anybody here listen to the show? Show of hands. She's doing an interactive thing now.
Yeah.
All right, if I throw the ball to you, you get to speak. And then you're like, show of hands, who here knows that Cooper takes a poop at 10 past 10?
Everyone.
Well, if you didn't know, here's the story behind it. We're going to get merchandise done. Anyway, no, I get like that whole kind of fear of facing public speaking shows that you care.
Yeah.
Right? And you care what people think about it and how you present yourself. But it is definitely up there with one of the biggest fears. Another big fear in it, 087-1-1-2-107, is that you talked about this in your news bulletin. You talked about spiders.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what I said.
I don't know, because we got this in.
Oh, my God, Una. Why would you share that news about spiders in your home?
Okay, you share it very quickly again.
Experts estimate that there could be around 2,000 spiders in our home at any one time. Mm. And that they lay around 10 to 250 eggs at a time. And they're probably lurking under our floorboards and hiding behind appliances.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
You have totally freaked me out now.
Sorry.
I just pretend they're not there when I can't see them. But now you're telling me that. And now I'm like, okay, I think I need to move somewhere else. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Because
they'll be there.
Follow you.
Yeah, wherever you go, they're there too.
One thing I find funny about spiders is if you know the big house spiders, the big guys,
yeah,
where they like they stop and they change the channel of the remote for you because they don't like what you're watching. Then they laugh and run away. When you capture them, if you like put them in a glass or a little bowl or something like this and you bring it outside. I remember one time I was bringing the spider and I walked out down the driveway and across the road and then I put it on the curb across from the house and then I let it out. onto the curb and then started walking away. It followed me back to the house. I am not telling you a lie. See, the thing is with house spiders, they're called house spiders, and they'll only, even when you throw them out, they'll only come back in again. They just want to be warm like you.
Yeah, they like fine. Your house.
They love my house.
Yeah.
They do. They keep all the flies away. Anyway, what are the fears that you don't like to face? 087-110-2107, and it being Halloween, maybe it's ghosts. This is good, especially around this time of the year. It's all about scary things, things that scare us. This poll commissioned by the Broadcast Institute gave us a new fear that Irish people have from this research that they did. Heights is the top one. 31% of us don't like heights. And I'm up there with you. I don't even like to be up there with you with the heights thing. But public speaking, 30% of Irish people are terrified of public speaking.
It's the most terrifying thing.
I'm fine with it.
I know you are. I've noticed. Yeah.
That's if we can get a word in edgeways when your woman over there who fears it just like steps up to it. Like,
no, I don't fear it if there's someone there to have the crack with me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But if I'm on my own and I have to continuously talk about something, I'm just going to run out of words and things to say.
I love when you have to talk about something or even make small talk and then you just keep talking and talking. And
it's just verbal diarrhea. Yeah.
My favourite was the time they talked about that it was all right for women to fart.
It is all right for women to fart, obviously.
But like you were talking to our new head of HR at the time.
Stop it. Oh God, can't.
And she's just like nodding, like holding her coffee cup up to her and going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She knew mm-hmm. I was right.
She left not long after that and she couldn't handle you. Death is another one at 30%. Failure at 25%. This one is pretty terrifying. Being conscious during surgery.
Oh my God.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, like I had a major cry to the anaesthetist when I was going for an operation because I was so frightened of that. I was like, I'm going to be awake. I'm going to feel all the pain. He was really nice. He calmed me down.
Sleep. Snakes? Do you fear snakes?
I can't cope.
I'm okay with snakes.
I have a bit of a fear with snakes.
Yeah, I'm okay with them. Crisps is not in there. Rejection. Romantic and social and professional rejection. The fear of being told no, basically. Enclosed spaces and down the bottom of the fears are dentists, the dark, and flying.
Yeah. Do you get a fear of being judged?
Me?
You know, when you play music and stuff and then you're someone really good at do music, a really good DJ for you, say, comes in and you're like, he's going to be judging me now.
Nah.
If it's playing to a crowd, they're enjoying it, fine. The minute someone good at music's in, I'm like, oh, they're going to be judging me.
Nah.
I don't like this.
No. Absolutely no.
Just me then. Okay.
Maybe it's just I've just been at it for so long. It's only pressing buttons at the end of the day.
Yeah. That's all it is. Sure, it's not rocket science, Cooper. What?
Not rocket science. Even you could do it.
I actually couldn't.
All right.
So Claire in Leitrim's been in touch. She says, I have the white coat syndrome, the fear of doctors. There would have to be something really wrong with me before I go to see one. I think it stems from an injection I got when I was 7.
I get it, the white coat
syndrome. A lot of people have it.
I think lads in general are rubbish at going to doctors. Like they have that white coat syndrome. It's like they're just you fear that you're going to be told something wrong.
Of course,
Hi, Cooper and Una.
Hi.
I think an Irish thing is being afraid of ringing the Chinese.
Ringing the Chinese?
There's usually always a disagreement in my house on a Friday evening over who's going to ring.
I've never heard of that fear
before.
Why? Who's out of it?
I love ringing the Chinese. You're in control then. You get to order what you want.
But then you've got the pressure of, did you actually order everything? Because maybe there's some prawn toast missing. Do you know what I mean? Sesame prawn toast isn't in my Chinese order. Where is it?
Yeah.
So did you not order it? I did order it. I said it was the thing. Maybe that's where the fear comes from.
Maybe that is where the fear comes from.
Oh, it's FM 101.2 and 107.
Aideen says, this might sound weird, but I live on a college campus and there's lads with hurleys throwing slitters to each other all the time. I'm terrified, and I mean terrified, I'll get a clatter of a slither. Aideen in Galway.
That's an understandable...
Yeah, that's understandable. That's not weird at all.
No.
I hated walking past lads.
Are they throwing them around indoors?
No, outdoors.
All right, get off the pitch then.
Huh?
Huh?
They're doing it on roads and stuff, on footpaths. So you're walking past and you're thinking, oh no, I'm going to get a clatter of a slitter.
Well, you just got to be careful of urban hurling.
Hey!
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We're near the end. But first off, this is when Una lambasted me with a question on air and tried to get money out of me.
Tight ass.
Oh my God.
Can I ask you something?
Are you going to ask me something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Will you buy a raffle ticket for the Twins Football Club?
No.
€10
No.
Come on, I'm under pressure. I have to fill it out. I have to fill it out.
Do you know what you're like? You're like, I have a GA club to support, Summerhill, and also
St. Joseph's.
Football club as well to support. So, like, if I go give your lot of money, that's taking money away from my kids' teams.
Yeah, but when it's... No, it's not. So you give me the money now, and then when you need money for a raffle, ask Donal.
She's minted.
That's how it works.
She's minted that lad over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'll just have to tell the person in charge of St. Joseph's that Stephen Cooper, off of the radio, refused to give a tether for the raffle for the great cause. That is, you know, young people, the under sixes, going out, playing soccer, you know, getting exercise, making friends.
By the way, every time she says a word there, she's pumping her fists in the air. Exercise, punch. Friends, punch.
Yeah. It's setting them up for life.
Okay, how much is a raffle ticket?
It's a fiver, but I need two, so it's a tenner, because there's two of them. There's two of them.
Oh, to buy two?
Yeah.
So is it, all right, well, what's the prizes?
Give there's two prizes. There's like a phone.
What phone?
Some kind of iPhone.
Is it an LG Dell?
Okay, that is now an in-joke because you didn't explain that properly.
We're going to explain it now.
Go on.
Una thought she had an LG Samsung TV, which doesn't exist.
So I bought a Samsung remote for an LG TV because I thought LG was Samsung. Oh, funny. Anyway, hand over the tenner because I need to fill this out.
You're not doing a great job. Selling. What else is there? I have a phone.
There's a MacBook.
Oh, okay.
There's a nice way at a beautiful restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And then there's lovely prizes like, you know, a box of roses, box of heroes, you know, celebrations.
You could buy it yourself and then you win the prize.
You would not buy a box of roses for a tenner, would you?
But you might get the iPhone.
Might get the iPhone, yeah.
But I've already given it. Do you think, of course, I've contributed?
My problem here is that you put your name on it.
Yeah.
And you'll never see the prize.
And I'll never see the prize if I win.
Yeah. Yeah, but what are the chances of you winning anyway?
Pretty high.
You couldn't win an argument, Cooper. Let's call the spade a spade.
By the way, Una just did the, you know, if you want a truck to beep you, you know, the way you pull your arm down there, hang, hang. Una just did that right there.
Yeah.
Couldn't win an argument.
Just cough up the money, kid. Seriously. I have to have this filled out by 10 o'clock. There's someone calling to collect
it. Okay. No.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that was Breakfast Rolled, brought to you by Una and Sausage Fingers Captain what?
Captain Reflecto. Because you did the reflection from here.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for hanging out. I hope you enjoyed our silly fun as we do every morning. We'll see you tomorrow morning, Halloween. I'm going to bring in some games for us to play.
Oh, great.
Did you ever do the Dunkin' for Apples where you have a basin of water and an apple?
Yeah.
I've got to bring that.
You just want
to dunk
your head in there.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.